Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Powerful mornings, powerful transmissions. That's what the American Journal, that's what the entire InfoWars network is about. And I'm so proud to be a network man. I'm so proud to be a company guy because we are the best. We are Americana. We are the tip of the spear. And that's purely because of the viewers and listeners like you, which is why I'm so excited to take more of your calls as we close things out going here into the Alex Jones Show. But I want to break news. And when you guys handed me the articles before, when the crew handed me the articles, I saw the Bondi thing, I saw the Gabbard thing, and I was like, oh, it's vague, it is what it is. Apparently, and this is from a Singapore news source, but apparently this has backing to it. We'll get into the sources here in a second. Trump has told Bondi her time as attorney general is almost up. President Donald Trump has informed Pam Bondi that her time as his attorney general is nearing the end. Multiple sources familiar with the situation told Semaphore Trump has not yet made a formal announcement of Bondi's replacement, but one is expected soon. As is typical, the sources noted that Trump can also change his mind. Taco Trump, Trump always chickens out, at any time. Bondi's anticipated departure follows a tumultuous 14 months at the helm of the Justice Department with the release of files from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. We don't talk about that. Becoming a constant thorn in her side in recent weeks, long simmering frustration among Republicans was over the chaotic release of files resulted in a bipartisan congressional subpoena, and Trump lost confidence in her leadership. Well, I mean, he set her up to fail. What else does he expect? We want to act like these things happen in a vacuum, like they're fighting each other. They're on the same team. She works for him directly. She's appointed by him, so just all right. And like I said, this means you're getting fired. Attorney General Pam Bondi is a wonderful person, and she's doing a great job. That's what Trump says in a statement to Semaphore on Thursday morning. Trump has also spoken with senior officials on who would be best to replace her. So this means fired. LOL. A little bit of L there. Got it. Rip Bozo up here at the top. She's Bozo, RIP her. It's unclear what role Bondi may find herself in next. Dog catcher, carnival, ride operator, who knows? Trump has a habit of shifting ousted appointees into other roles, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, that's actually a good point. Last year, his then national security advisor was shifted into the role of United Nations ambassador after getting pushed out from a reporter inadvertently being added to a Signal chat about sensitive military operations. Mike Walls pretty much opened. This is speculation. I'll defend myself here with that clarification. But pretty much, in my view, an Israeli agent, he gets caught leaking sensitive information to a reporter, adding a reporter to the group chat about, I believe, the military operations that Hegseth was doing in Yemen that they were all involved in. He gets moved from being the national security advisor to being the ambassador to the UN. So Trump just plays the shell game and shuffles people around. A DOJ spokesperson referred to Semaphore to the White House in response to a request to comment. Okay, so that's a big deal. All right, we got someone online that disagrees with our take of being anti-war and criticizing Trump on the issues, on the ideology. Jack in the Carolinas, you're on the air. Tell me about Trump.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I appreciate you taking my call. Listen, here's the thing, and let's cut straight to the point. Okay. When I listen to your show and I listen to Alex Jones, I'm hearing Democrat, I'm hearing left wing, I'm hearing sissified men. Like I told your screener there, when I got a buddy at the bar and he gets into a fight, if it takes it, I'm getting my ass whooped too. Trump killed 50 of those throat cutters over there. It's threatened and destroyed America for 50 years, 40 or 50, whatever it was. I run a company. I'm paying out the yin yang for diesel right now, and I'm glad to pay it. I'm gonna tell you why. We killed those bastards. Why are you turning on Trump now? Did Alex Jones? Did he take the $50 million? Let me ask you this: are y'all humping the gay frogs?
All right, I'm gonna answer your question now.
Please, big dog.
It stopped on day one when Trump engaged in the heinous terroristic double tap attack on the Iranian school, which killed 180 schoolgirls and their teachers, burned them alive in a double tap attack that we then claimed we didn't do, but now it's come out that we did do it. Your thoughts on that?
That on purpose, right? Trump done it on purpose.
Doesn't matter. It's an illegal war of aggression.
It does matter. It does matter. Shit happens. It does matter.
No, it's an illegal war of aggression, sir. We're engaged in war crimes, okay? Just because you say things happen at war, this is a war crime. Do you understand that?
Which side are you on, boss man?
I'm on the side of humanity. I'm on the side of little kids who got burned in that school.
You're one of them highly educated, sophisticated guys, right? You and Alex Jones.
No, I'm just sitting here. I know what's going on in the world.
You're a hippie. You're a left winger. You're a Democrat. That's what you turned into.
Yeah, that's what we turned into. Right. Why did you support Trump? Was it about being anti-war, America first? You realize we put Israel first, right? Are you a fan of that?
Well, yes, I am, and let me tell you why. Without Israel, now, say what you
want.
Wait,
you're MAGA? You're going to make Israel great again? You're a real MAGA?
Are you going to let me answer?
Real MAGA roll call?
You going to let me answer?
Wait, no, but are you MAGA, though? Are you make Israel great again? Are you a real MAGA? We got a real MAGA on the line?
Are you going to let me answer, or are you going to keep talking? America is only great because of Genesis 12, 2, and 3. And that's the truth.
So you're in a theocracy. You're in a theocracy. You're in a cult.
There's plenty of things here you can add to it. It just ain't that.
That's right. I love Trump.
Okay, well, who are you going to vote for?
Who am I going to vote for? Probably Massey or Rand Paul. Probably someone that actually stands by their convictions.
Come on, Rand Paul. Well, he's sophisticated. Let me tell you something. Rand Paul is a joke, and he's been so from the get-go. That's why he got no votes. That's why nobody wants him. And you would vote for him. You're like a crazed woman. You're a disgrace.
You're happy to pay more in diesel costs because of the war.
Let me tell you something. You ask me a question. You can let me answer it.
Go ahead.
To kill those Muslim throat cutters, I'd gladly pay double. Hell yeah. My buddy Trump is in a fight. I'm in a goddamn fight. I'm ready to get my ass kicked too. Hell yeah. You've got more to say about that.
I laugh at you at every step of the way, and he's literally actively raping you, and you're thanking him. You're bending over more. That's what I think right now. But this is my middle name, I guess, Alex. It's Rex you're talking to, man. Do you know that?
Frogs.
Right? Gay frogs. I'm sorry.
Vote for that nappy-headed, goofy, stupid thing that got no vote.
Okay, I don't know what that
Rand
means.
Rand Paul, well, you're a piss poor joke.
Are you a troll? Are you for real? Are you using an emulator now?
Dude.
I guess this is why we're at war. This is why we have to bat genocide. We got brain dead neurons.
The same damn way. Remember this: people like me, when we got friends, we don't abandon them. I'm not out like Alex Jones talking about Trump's legs are swelling up and all this other bullshit. I'm for Trump 100% because he's for America 100%.
But he's not your friend. He's your public servant. He works for you. Do you understand? You're in a relationship with him. He's your boyfriend, perhaps.
Wrong.
Is he your
that's
boyfriend? Is Trump your boyfriend?
Wrong.
Are you dating him right now?
That's where you're right. Well, you're dating the gay frogs. You want to jack off Alex Jones, you homo.
That's a bit weird. You know, father-son relationship there.
Weird.
That's a bit
Why
odd.
Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? That's what I want to know.
Why am I doing what? I hate seeing little kids die. I'm anti-war. I'm disgusted at the betrayal of Trump.
Here's the thing about it. I do, too. I'm for children 100%. And that's why we need to stop abortion. We need to stop these pedophiles. Okay, we need to stop
the Epstein file. What happened to Epstein file? No. You do the tap dance. You jump around. You do the gay frog thing, whatever. What about the Epstein files? How did Trump handle that in your view?
Well, you might have me there because I don't know enough about it. I really don't. If Epstein is dead, they should have cut his throat before they hung him. If he is dead,
We can agree on one thing, maybe. All right, maybe that's a positive that can come out of this. All right, man. We're gonna have to agree to disagree. This is the thing. I feel like I'm arguing on the issues here. See, I was here in this studio when I was 8 years old, man, arguing about the same things. My first video ever was on the United States funding terrorism. That's what I think we're engaged in now. I view Israel as a terrorist state. Do you think that they've committed genocide in Palestine?
Thank God for Trump. Let me tell you something. I love children. That's innocent. When you get an abortion, that's innocent blood.
What does it have to do with the war? No. What does it have to do with the war? What does it have to do with Trump? Right now, stop tap dancing. Down.
Talk to me. Ask me a question. I'm listening.
Why do you support war and genocide?
Why do I support war? I don't really support war, but let me tell you
that's
why.
That's not true. You just said you're happy that those muzzy terrorists are getting their throats slit or whatever you said. No. You're doing the tap dance. You're lying on air live. Everyone can see it.
I support war. You got my word on it. I support the war. I support MAGA. Killing our enemies. I support killing our enemies. Yes, sir. I do.
Why are they our enemies?
It makes America great again, okay? And let me tell you something. Why should we not support Trump on killing these Muslim pigs? And that's what they are.
Because they're humans and they deserve a right to live, and you're dehumanizing
trash.
Them. You're being racist. You know what? You're scum. You're scum, man. I got to say, you're absolute filth. Get him off my screen. Get him off my call. He's calling an entire group of people over there, even if they have different belief system, even if you don't like them, they're human beings. They were created by God. They all have an eternal soul. This is why we're in these wars. It's because we got these ancient old boomers and Gen X types out in the woods or in the nursing homes that have been propagandized by Fox News for just decades, decades, decades straight. CNN, MSNBC, it's all the same thing. Left or right, these uniparty chuds, they all support endless murder and death in the Middle East. He says, I'm glad they're doing it. He says, MAGA means death, basically. MAGA means killing the enemy. Well, why are they the enemy? Are you sure they're the enemy? Are they the enemy because the people over in Israel or the people over in our government that want endless war and make money off it have convinced us of that? I mean, I laid it out for him. I said, we blew up a school. We killed 180 little kids and their teachers. I'm going to keep saying over and over again, even though it makes me sick. He thinks it's good. He calls them all pigs. That's literally what he said on the call. Disgusting. Let's go to O'Brien in what state is that? Maryland. It's an audio quality issue. Do we have you? All right, we're going to move on. Let's go to Don in Washington State. Is Trump a clone? Is he a clone?
Hey, Rex, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you great.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm out here in the tent because of Trump's decisions, guy. And yeah, I'm asking, think of the island. And maybe Trump's connected with Epstein because of cloning and not sex, because they can't find anything on that. What if they looked into cloning?
Well, Azora Ranch is notorious for that. Go ahead.
I know. And also, the nanobots. Look into the nanobots. The nanotechnology he's taken. I've heard 5 COVID shots. I watched a documentary once that stated that the nanobots, they could drive you around like literally. It takes control of you. You could be driven around. So, in my opinion, I'm also known as Epo Bear. I normally stream you guys 24/7. But
thank you.
I'm out here in a tent right now. And when I have a generator going, I do come up and I do stream you guys live, or try to. But I'm over on, if you want to get red-pilled, by the way, I'm over on pilled.net, on the foxhole. I'm known as InfoBear. I stream you guys 24/7 over on Pilled.
Thank you.
So anyway, but I'm not trying to promote me because I'm not deaf right now. Like I said, I'm going to tell you, I woke up this morning with a foot of snow and my tent collapsed. So,
we're praying for you, brother. We really appreciate you restreaming the show. Feel free to call back in anytime. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Saverio, a foreigner over in Italy. How are you doing? The Trump speech and the Turkey and Iran.
Hey, Rex. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure as
well. I want to add two quick things. I want you to do some medication for animals, for dogs.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, I lost my dog, and I gave him my Madeline Blue, but it was too late. It was a go healthy, but after he died because it was too late. So please do some formula for animals. Anyway, Trump is a clone. It's not him anymore. It's not him. Like you remember, they show up in TV about Jim Carrey. It's not him anymore. And Trump, it's not him. He's dead. Or something happened. It's another person anymore. And I want you or Alex check it out about Astana in Kazakhstan. It's a very weird place. I'm going there for do some Alex Jones, you do it before your dad when you go to the Bohemian Grove. I want to go there and exploring because Astana in Kazakhstan, it's very weird, and Trump, he was there for promoting some money or whatever. Anyway, yeah, Trump is dead. He's not there anymore.
We can talk about whether that's literal, metaphysical, whatever the definition is. He's definitely not the same person. Something was done to him. Thank you so much for the call. We will come out with a pet formula. Don't give your pets methylene blue. Don't give them our version of it because it has a flavor matrix in it, which has vanilla in it. There are plenty of animal studies on methylene blue. You can give them, potentially talk to the vet, the doctor, whatever, but don't give them the one with the flavor matrix in it. Dogs don't need to eat vanilla extract. Thank you very much. Let's go to Texas Skeptic. How are you doing? Middle East and time he's, or he wants to respond to Hillbilly.
Rex, it's good to talk to you. I think the last time I spoke to you, you were about 14 years old.
Wow.
So I'm proud of you and good work. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
I think that that Arkansas Hillbilly hasn't left his sister's bedroom. You know, he's never been to the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East, and I can tell you those Muslims knew I was a Christian man, and they treated me with the utmost respect. We worked together, we ate together, we slept together, we played together, and there was never any issues. And that's when I became political because I found out how much I was being lied to
right.
by these government bureaucrats getting us into these conflicts.
Right.
Just
to interject, it's so disturbing. Like the level of vitriol that guy has, he's programmed to dehumanize the enemy, just like you do in any kind of war, right? Of course, we called the Vietnamese zipperheads. We called the Germans and Russians Ivans and Krauts and whatnot. We use these terms, but you see the dehumanization. They're dirty muzzies. They're pigs. They're animals. Isn't that just anti-Christian wrong?
Absolutely, and they're calling for their death. And a lot of these talk radios, maybe they're compromised, or like we've talked about, they're just—it's literally idiocracy.
Yes,
it's scary, and that's why I bought a ranch and raise goats and have water and fish and hunt because
that's the
backup plan.
Yeah.
That's the backup plan because when they tear this thing apart, what's going to be left after our, you know, the age group? It's kind of a weird dynamic because the same boomers that are holding the society as we know it together are the same ones protecting the Epstein class.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So when they
agree.
Die, this system's going to fall to pieces. If you go to any of these political rallies, it's all gray hairs. It's all blue hair old people.
It's a bingo hall. That's what it is.
That's all that's participating in the political system. So once that class dies, even though they are the protectors of the Epstein class, they are why society is still functioning somewhat, I don't even want to call it stable, but somewhat recognizable. This thing's going to be so unrecognizable in the next 5 to 10 years.
That's why we have to be a mountain and anchor the InfoWars values that existed before this kind of Trump haze, this kind of like Trump drug trip that we all went on. We stand for liberty. We stand for the Constitution. We're human supremacists. We believe all humans around the world deserve to be elevated and deserve rights given to them by God. That's the American standard. I think it's just we can't have these heroes. This hero worship session we engaged in with a decade straight has really hurt us more than it's helped us in the long run. And we need to realize it wasn't Trump that was special. It was our values that we imparted onto him. And he took that sword we gave him and he stuck it through our gut.
Well, and he was projecting, like you said, he was projecting our values. But did he ever believe them? Probably not. And I wanted to run this by you, Rex, see what you thought. He has been in our subconscious mind and projected into it through media since the 90s.
Yes.
You know, why me growing up a Texas kid, why am I hearing about a billionaire from New York constantly? It's almost like they were pre-programming, and that's how they manipulate us with that far of length of time. Like, we're so ignorant to how these people operate or these systems.
Right.
If they're people, I don't know, but they've been putting them into our subconscious. Now, I was a national delegate in 2016. I had never been there before, and I met a lot of Americans just like me that felt called to do something. Now, granted, for me, it was the experience in Iraq and the Middle East and seeing how much I was lied to made me political. And I met a lot of humans that also were upset about it. But I couldn't get over the fact, even while I'm standing in the convention hall in 2016, that our options for president were a reality TV star billionaire and Hildebeest.
Yes.
How did we I couldn't reconcile that. And now I know why I had that gut instinct that he was playing his part to bring about with the system that's fixing to be leveled upon us.
I think what it starts with is opportunism, like knowing that the ideals that he was running on were correct and were resonating with the American people and being like, yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? If I help people, that's great too. I'm really in it to win, but that's kind of my process. And I think over time, especially with the Russia stuff, you kind of see him get broken into congruency. You see him being made to obey, being made to be anti-Russia, being made to fund Zelensky, and ultimately COVID. I mean, Operation Warp Speed is a complete indictment. on Trump just as a person, everything he's ever been involved in. He pushed the poison shot that pretty much on record is confirmed to have killed and injured, you know, millions of people around the world. We know all sorts of nasty facts about this thing, like it's not, safety data is not going to be released for 98 years. It had an emergency use authorization, which meant that there's no liability, total liability protection for the people. We got young people dropping from myocarditis. We see massive increases in female heart attacks. Specifically, we see all of this, and it's the classic thing of like, well, who's the guy that ushered it in? It was him. And now I think that we kind of got warped into this position, but my co-host on my Tuesday or Wednesday show, Anthony Graffio, Conspiracy Talks, he really does believe this has all been set up pretty much since Trump's birth for him to take that position. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I do think like there's definitely a greater game that we oftentimes don't see a lot of aspects of it played, but it's being played in real time, really all around us. These people are kind of interchangeable. Do you see what I'm saying? Your thoughts in closing.
Well, my thoughts were he did it on Friday the 13th. The announcement to the nation was on a Friday the 13th in March 2020 when they collapsed everything. That was the announcement that shook everybody and the toilet paper disappeared, right?
Right.
I don't believe Trump was co-opted. I think he has just been a part of the design like your friend, because on January 6th, I can remember being at the Ellipse on January 6th, and they had giant projectors that kept flashing, fight, fight, fight. And I thought, that's weird. Because I'm always looking for programming, right? Your father kind of deprogrammed me to observe the Matrix for what it is, and I'm always looking for the underlying subliminals. And so it's just saying fight, 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 and all throughout the crowd you could hear people shouting, "Storm the Capitol, storm the Capitol." And Trump made an announcement saying he was going to walk with us to the Capitol. None of that happened. I think he's just a pawn in the machine, and the Pied Piper. He's the perfect Pied Piper. Now, how people like that retard in Arkansas still are following this Pied Piper after all the information with Epstein. So, and
all right, Tom Beach. In closing, we got 3 minutes left. I want you to do just 2 minutes. Just think about the absurdity of that call and give your commentary to it, your thoughts.
It was sad because I got family members like that.
Right, me too. I know.
That you can't speak any truth into them. And they'd rather die than believe the truth. And I'm sure you know, was it Orwell who or Mark Twain who said people would rather be lied to than believe?
Be told how'd the truth. Yeah, Rick? I forget, but I know what you're saying. 100%.
They would rather be lied to than the truth hit them in the face. It's too painful. And you know, it's easy for us, Rex, because you've heard it your whole life. I've heard it the majority of mine, that we take it for granted how easy we're able to consume truth, whereas my girlfriend, when I told her about the Twin Towers and that there was explosives, almost jumped out of my car. It was like she was having a freak out. Like, no way. Why are you telling me this?
We've come a long way.
And she's now my wife, and we did home births, and, you know, we've come a long way, Rick. So it's really one-to-one person. You're going to talk to somebody. I'm going to do the same. And slowly but surely, truth will win out, but it is literally individual to individual, because most of these people are watching Fox News. That guy watches Fox News and consumes it as truth.
Yes. And it's about creating that human chain reaction of person to person to person, realizing that we're pro-Christian, we're pro-humanity, we're anti-war, we're all these things together. We care about our loved ones, our friends, our family, our pets, our children, everything. That's what being a human is. Being a human isn't going to these climate summits or Davos or Bilderberg and flying around and trying to run the world, because we're all going to die. We're all going to be dead in the ground anyway. Here's my message to people listening to the show right now. We only have one life, and in that life, we have an opportunity to serve Jesus and to create a family and to make the world and society better, to build something that will be left behind and to go up to heaven when we're gone. We all need to seize that opportunity. I do a terrible job at doing that. I'm calling on myself to do a better job. Everyone out there in the audience, I really want you to just have a phenomenal day and just embody the spirit of Christ. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. And that includes political ideology. You don't have to dunk on people or to slam on people. I'm sorry I had to do that to the caller a little bit, but it's like that human chain reaction we're talking about. That guy's like a broken link in the chain where you can't communicate no matter how hard you try. Your thoughts, just 30 seconds in closing. We're about to head out.
Last comment I want to say. I was in Iraq. A piece of heavy equipment. I was working in the oil business. A piece of heavy equipment was falling towards me. I didn't see it. I was laying down. I shouldn't even been laying down, but I was. And this heavy equipment's falling. A Muslim man who doesn't speak English grabbed me by the shoulders and jerked me out of the way. They are humans. He saved my legs. I'd probably be legless if it wasn't for him. And this is who we're being told by the media and probably Israel Mossad that runs it, that we need to kill all of their enemies, not our enemies. They're not our enemies.
Yes, very, God bless you, very, very powerful. Thank you. We're all human. We're all created by God. We all have an eternal soul. We all deserve life, and we all deserve to be safe from war crimes. I'm calling on you right now to take action and just be better to the people in your life and be better for America. I'm going to try the same. Rex Jones, American Journal,
we
Alex Jones.
We have it now. All. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless.